You know, Mick Charman, I went and tried to do the exchange of this fucking torch, and too old and crippled. And got this store manager who was a woman, you know, and she was a fucking idiot. You know, she's the sort of person that would spend, you know, five hours arguing over 5 cents and use the same fucking 10 excuses over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, even though the excuses just aren't valid, you know. And you know, after one particular issue where, you know, there's a thing that in consumer law, you're supposed to be able to sort of produce a receipt to say that you bought it from the store, you know, unless it would be reasonable to sort of, you know, if you're bringing it in for an exchange or repair or whatever, you know, that would be reasonable to not expect a receipt for a small, that smallish sort of value item. And if the item was a gift, you know. So I said, well, it was a gift, you know, for Christmas 2 years back, you know, or two Christmases back, you know. And you know, which is sort of more or less true. And well, I can't fucking remember, it was about 2 years ago, you know, and I think that was accurate. And so she's going, oh, we can't send it in for repairs without a receipt, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you know, it's, you know, consumer laws, it's, you know, this is not theft. This is, you know, repair under warranty. It says it runs for 20 years. And, you know, you can ask for a repair if the device was, you know, not up to fucking scratch. You know, it had a material defect in its build. And yeah. So, and she kept, you know, so it would be unreasonable for someone who got a Christmas present to have the receipt for it, you know. And and she kept going, oh yeah, but we can't do that, we've got to have a receipt for it, fucking rah, 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 you know. And the lying little cunt, you know, just non-stop arsehole, non-stop fucking, you know, she's got a whole armory of the same fucking 10 excuses, or the same 5 fucking excuses, just repeating them over and over and over and over and over again, you know. And I sort of looked at her, and I looked at the other guy, and I kind of looked off into space, and I said, you know, sometimes I used to look at my mother and wonder, you know, that, you know, that aside from being a woman, did she have any other fucking, you know, handicaps? You know. And that was a sort of totally indirect slur, you know. Just a dig at her for being a cunt, basically, you know. And, you know, but I did, it was one of those things. I didn't say it was her, and I wasn't talking about her. I said it was about my mother, you know. But, it, you know, And I said, oh no dear, it wasn't all about you. It was, I think perhaps that you're a little bit overly sensitive, you know. No, nothing to do with you. You know. For fuck, it's a good line. You know. And the really, because she was being a fucking cunt, and she knew it, and she knew that I knew, you know. And she just wouldn't stop fucking the same five or six excuses that had nothing to do with, you know, sales and fucking retail and, you know, consumer law and all this other sort of stuff, you know. It was just fucking shit. So she got her hand, shit handed back to her, and a big press the atomic fucking, see this button, this is a nuclear option button, ah fuck pressing it, whack, you know, and yeah, so that was good, and anyway I got the fucking number for the Energizer fucking contact number that the chain store uses, you know. And it's a steamy, you know. So it's a steamy 31 degrees. It's fucking as humid as fuck. So. Just see the look on that cunt's face. Fuck, it was priceless. The store manager screaming her fucking head off. Whoa, you're calling me a fucking idiot. Wah, 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 wah. You know? No, I was talking about my mother. It's got nothing to do with you. It really helps, you know. Oh no, I wouldn't say anything like that. I would never suggest, no matter how much I didn't like you, or no, no matter how much you had proved to be a difficult and unlikable person, I would never say such a mean thing about you. And I've done a little bit of the naughty, sort of having slightly carbohydrate-ish foods. I think I should sort of have a whack of my fucking insulin, you know, and do a little bit more exercise. me say such a thing like that to a nice lady like you. Darling. Darling, if praises, if compost was praises and goodwill, I couldn't shovel enough of them onto you in all the time left in the world to show you how much you're such a, what a beautiful person you really are and how much I really love you. I think being good at being sort of pressing people's buttons it sort of it has to be a sort of little bit of an art form. So here we go around this way. A bit of the sort of linguistic finesse. And the fucking wonderful intersection where people put a fucking, you know, set of traffic lights up, because what happens is people come flying over the down the hill and up over the rise where the intersection is, and the people turning through the intersection have a car coming at a great rate of knots suddenly appear out of the blue and go pow and just T-bone them, you know. So it's been a good day. I've discovered a new sort of cooking ingredient, and that is the food called it's gluten. It's called vital wheat gluten, and basically I think there could be degrees of refinement in the process, as in the residual ratio of flour, you know, starch to gluten, which is the wheat protein, but wheat typically is around 11 or 13% fucking protein, and so what wheat gluten is straight fucking protein, wheat protein with about 11 or 13% wheat flour in it, you know. So essentially that means that you've got a very, very low carbohydrate fucking food. And I'm pretty impressed with it, you know. Because you can go cook with it, and if you add water to it, it comes out with the texture of fucking rubber. And but it's what they make fake steak and fake chicken out of. And it It's actually very fucking good. And if you add a little bit of and if you add a bit of yeast to it, it's it ferments up and gases up a huge amount, and that's really good. And so I'm sort of sitting here scheming, thinking I could make a straight out gluten type flatbread. She's picking her nose. Yeah, I won't chase this bit of cunt. This bit of cunt with its probationary license. Pull up, sit beside her at the lights and give her a wave. And, I sort of would like to, but that's like, not much like. And sort of a lot of can't be fucked, you know. And most sort of, I don't know, she could be fucking 18, 19, maybe 20. And the truth is, you know, most of them are so neurotic. I mean, just sort of, just even sort of saying hello, sort of friendly, is like a fucking trauma. They think they're absolutely awesome and they're not. But, yeah, one of the things I was doing, I was listening to Anthony Robbins, having a chat with John Gray. He's the guy who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you know. And sometimes I think it really pays to pay attention to what people say. So when old Paul Elam, when he said that, oh, bloody John Gray, ha ha ha, that's soft cock, you know. I kind of thought, yeah, you know. But, you know, but that's Paul's prejudices. They're not mine, you know. You know, because if you allow, and that's sort of, that's okay. Because I think Paul Whelan's worth listening to. But I also think it pays to sort of, rather than just because he shit cans John Gray and reckons he's a bit of a Nancy boy feminist, you know, doesn't mean that you should shit can him just because Paul does. And I think it's really important to have a listen to what John Gray has to say for himself and then make up your own mind, you know? You know? Listen to both of them, you know? Have an opinion based upon fact, have an opinion based upon research, having an opinion based upon first-hand experience, rather than everybody telling you who you should approve or not disapprove, who you should approve or disapprove of, you know? And I think that's a really fucking important thing. So, there's things about John Gray that I think, you know, well, you know, that sounds like it could be complete shit, but there's also a lot of things that John Gray does say that actually appear to be sort of quite sensible and good value, you know? I bet that's the fucking cunt who owns that car. God, thunder thighs. I like it when women sort of, that were once young and hot and nice, you know, they get to 35 and 40 and they got fucking asses on them like fucking cattle, you know. Sides of beef. Lucky, lucky me. Got two people pulling out of the two car parks side by side at the same time just after the third person has left. How fucking awesome. And here comes a man. So when he pulls out, I'll zip straight in before the old bird pulls out, and then, yes, I'm at Aldi. As much as I put a lot of really well-deserved fucking shit on them, I can't be fucked going into supermarkets that are so huge, they have, you know, 500,000 fucking items in them, you know, and it's too fucked to be able to walk around for hours looking for a tin of baked beans, you know what I mean, there's, you know, 25 fucking aisles, you know, and, you know, each one is a bloody city block long. So that's to be fair, you know. Good looking piece. It's a good looking piece next door. Yeah. I think I'll give my old bag a formal burial and show you the new bag.